AM 760 KFMV presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowerson. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian right now, 1-800-760-KFMB.
All right, good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Today, my brother joins me once again, Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is your last name Bowersock, too?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Right. Anyway, folks, Kevin's joining me this morning. Kevin has worked with me at West Automotive Group for 19 years. He consumes it all as a long time. But anyway, Kevin operates and runs the transmission department for us. He's been doing that for a long time up in the Escondido location. Of course, that's where our transmission department is, that takes care of anything internal inside the transmission. So if you bring your vehicle into one of the West Automotive Group locations, if there's something that has to be done internally inside the transmission is removed, it would be sent up to our Escondido location for that to be done, or we install one of our prior remanufactured units, one of the two, but that is usually how it's done. And Kevin works up there in the Escondido location, taking care of all that stuff. Well, thanks for joining us this morning on, here we go. This is the last Saturday in July. The year is officially about half over as of the end of tomorrow. So July 1st is on Monday, and we will officially be halfway through the year. And as I used to say to Dan, you know what? It's right around the corner is Christmas. So
it's time to start shopping.
It's time to start shopping now. That's a great idea. So and you can get out there and get those presents ready and get things going for Christmas, I guess. But let's not rush into that. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful summer. Next week is the 4th of July as we celebrate the independence of the country. And great, great stuff here. Always a wonderful holiday. Usually surrounds around good friends, good family, good food, and just enjoying the day. And usually a beautiful, warm summer day it is. I hope everybody's going to enjoy the 4th of July. One thing I do want to say about that is be extremely safe while you're out on the roads. I'm sure a lot of people will be traveling this has been a big travel year so far. I know Memorial Day was one of the biggest per AAA cars on the road in a long time. And so I'm sure the 4th of July will be the same. Remember, no drinking and driving. There's no reason to be doing so, and don't be texting and driving, etc. Let's be safe out there. Make sure everybody comes home after the 4th of July. Have a great time, but be safe and get everybody home. Very important to us all. That way you can tune back in the next Saturday and listen to Auto Talk Radio again. Yes, be safe and enjoy the holiday for sure. Coming up, we do appreciate y'all joining us this morning. Today we're talking about replacing your tires, money-saving tips possibly. Along with that, and some things to be looking for. But we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Please give us a call here at 1-800-760-KFMB. That's 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about this morning. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for over 26 years up there, taking care of folks in North County, along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission down at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks in East County for over 5 years out there. West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right here in Central San Diego, as we'll call it. AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks for over 2 years. Right there on Balboa Avenue. And then, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, previously Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions, where Dan and I merged together to bring you West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. Right there in the Golden Triangle, Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks over there. Well, that store's been there 30 years. So although it's new to us, as of it is been there a long time, and we're keeping up the tradition and making sure folks are taken care of properly without question. So all of us at the West Automotive Group, all my employees, myself, et cetera, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio, as we all truly believe in the same philosophy. That is, we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service repair needs on approved credit, which is quite easy to get. We have three different arms to help you out. You know, two of those are 6 months no interest to get folks helped out. We do a lot of those for folks. You can spread it out, get it paid off in 6 months. You pay no interest. It's the same as if you paid it up front, saving you money. You don't have to put it on one of your other cards. You also get to keep those cards, and if you ever need service or repair in the future, they're available to you. Take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis. If you think you have a transmission problem, you should get into one of our locations, have one of our transmission experts diagnose your vehicle and make a determination. Are we truly having a transmission problem? Last thing we ever want to see is somebody get transmission repairs done when you don't need them because it's another part of the vehicle causing it. Believe it or not, we do still see this, and we see it a lot more now, especially with the technology of vehicles and how interlinked they are with all the CAN systems and all that. A lot of things may feel like a transmission issue that aren't a transmission issue. So we do see this a lot. So if you're thinking you have a transmission issue, get your vehicle in. We'll do our no-charge CertiCare diagnosis for transmission concerns and verify whether we have a transmission issue or not. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home from all locations, along with low-cost rental vehicles at any of the four locations. You can check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. And you can check out all four locations. You can also go to The Auto Man, where I'm The Auto Man on the CW every Friday morning at the Friday Morning News. You can check that out. Or you can also check out any of our podcast for Auto Talk Radio if you missed any of them, right through our web page. That is westautomotivegroup.com. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. All right, let's see. Peter's got a question out in El Cajon. Let's see what he's got going on. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing awesome. What you got going on? What kind of car are we talking about, vehicle?
2001 Savannah, GMC Savannah 3500.
Okay. What you got going on with it?
I have a couple of questions, but the first was I took it in when I recently acquired it, and it came from a private party, and it came with basically bald tires.
Okay.
So I had to immediately consider replacing all four tires.
Okay.
I initially, however, took it into your El Cajon shop for your sort of 44-point, I think it is, 40-point assessment.
Yeah, 40-point inspection. Okay.
Yeah, and everything came out really good.
Good.
Of course, except for the tires.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, one of the issues were that the front tires were literally bald. The back tires were less than 2/32 tread depth.
Gotcha.
And the car pulled to the right severely.
Okay.
And I mean severely. You had to hold onto the wheel all the time. So I anticipated alignment, and I found out that your shop has a new liner there, but replacing tires perhaps less expensively at discount or Evans or something like that. Anyway, so I anticipated having to align the tires, and I was, when I did go into discount and I replaced all four tires.
Nice.
Interesting thing was the initial impact was that the pulling to the right immediately stopped.
Correct. And the reason for that is cord separation on a tire can cause that, especially that bad. So that's great to hear, though, as far as that goes. Replacing the tires normally does. It's still a great idea to go ahead and get the vehicle aligned to make sure those tires run and wear accordingly. A cord separation or anything like that on a tire can cause pulls for sure. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was literally absolutely amazed.
Yep.
The other question I had was, I drive this van basically empty. I don't use the 3,500 one-ton chassis that came with it. And I was wondering two things. One, I initially reduced the recommended tire pressure down what was something like 80 pounds and 85 pounds in the rear and 55 in the front to 40 pounds all the way around.
Gotcha.
And found that instead of rocks for shocks, it was a much more comfortable ride.
Correct.
And I was wondering what you thought about that as a recommendation.
Well, it depends on how much you load the vehicle.
Well, yeah, because 40 PSI is good for just running an empty vehicle. The manufacturer specifies the 80 because they're anticipating you're going to put a lot of weight in the back of it.
Yeah, if that truck was loaded at 40 PSI, that would not be good for the tires. But but if you're running it empty all the time, then yes, you're right. You get a lot more comfortable ride. No question about it.
So, and the other question I had before I thought about lowering the pressure was, could the shocks be changed so the ride wasn't as stiff as it was as a 3,500 truck?
Probably not on that, because your leaf springs are set up for that. The shock does help a little bit, but when it comes to actually the compression like that, most of your springs are doing most of the rock work like that.
Yeah, the suspension on that vehicle is heavy duty. So it's set up a lot stiffer, as Kevin's saying, the springs and all that. So you can sometimes change shock combinations a bit to get a little bit of change, but you're not going to get a whole lot, to be honest with you. But I will tell you this, at 80 PSI, if the truck's fully loaded, it rides pretty smooth at that point, too.
Yeah, the shocks are made for balance and stuff like that. They're not actually made for the compression.
They're made to keep the tires flat on the ground most of the time is really what the shocks and struts.
And that way you don't get a bunch of bouncing while you're going down the road because...
Then you get cupping of the tires and everything else, and also stability control, so problems. But
can those leaf springs be changed to a lesser?
Oh, you could reduce the leafs. There are suspension manufacturers that change. You can change that, yes. But then you have a problem with, if you ever decide to fully load the vehicle, it's not going to work right. So, so it's one of those things. I'm not sure what you're doing with this vehicle, but obviously this vehicle's set up for, heavy work, heavy payload, et cetera. That's why most people buy them.
If you put a lot of weight in it, it'd ride more like a Cadillac.
Yeah. So you could always, if you just want to pump the tires up, you can put a bunch of bags of concrete in the back and that'll load it up and then you'd be comfortable driving around. The only problem with that is then your gas mileage, obviously, if you're running around loaded all the time, tends to go down a bit. So
if it came to changing leaf springs to a lesser tonnage or whatever, however you would call it, is that something you do at your El Cajon shop?
We could order them and install them. Yes, absolutely. So what you do is order a different leaf string stack is what it is. We have folks that we order those from depending on the weight distribution, what the vehicle's going to be used for. So, I mean, if you want to do that, that's quite an expensive endeavor. I'm going to be honest with you though. So, you may be better to run that vehicle, like you said, at the 40, 45 pounds of pressure on the tires when it's not loaded. And if you're going to load it, then put them up to the spec they're supposed to be and run it that way. So that's a lot cheaper. And the tires at 40, I'm sorry.
Yes, well, it is an entirely different vehicle at 40 pounds pressure than it was at the 5585.
And 40 PSI in your tires, that's good. I mean, because even back in the day, they used to say 32 PSI. So 40 PSI on a tire is good enough not to make it wear too bad, as long as you're not loaded.
As long as you're not loaded, even with those rated tires. So, but if you're going to load the vehicle, you'll need to bring the pressure up because it will definitely wear the tires. They'll be underinflated at that point. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. It's very helpful.
No problem, Peter. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend.
Yes, you too.
Thanks. Peter brings up a great question. At a lot of our locations, we partner with the nearby Discount Tire. These guys, we get tires from them, and we get tires from their distributor and all that stuff. And we do sell some tires here and there. That's not our main thing. And a lot of times they'll have stuff in stock. So sometimes we'll recommend folks just to go over and grab tires from them. But what they do is we do sometimes help them out with the studs that get broken or stuff like that, they refer people over to us, and Discount refers people to us for repairs a lot of times, or service of vehicles, because all Discount does is tires. So, and they're very good at it, no question about it. So, and they stock a ton of them in stock. So we don't really stock tires at any of our locations. We can get them, as said, and we do this for clients often. But yeah, they stock a ton of tires. There's no question about that. So this morning we're talking about tires. So that was a great question to start off with. But like I said, please give us a call, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. We're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. So knowing when, what was that?
I was going to say, you know what? There's like five good reasons to replace your tires.
There's a bunch of them.
Well, they all kind of, the five best reasons I can come up with they kind of like branch off from there.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Also, you get better gas mileage. Because worn tires can drag, right? You got performance.
Well, not only that, but cup tires, et cetera, cause vibrations, things like that, which wear suspension components and can wear out shocks and struts over time if you drive like that a long time. I don't know if you remember, there was a girl one time that had a car. It was probably about 6-7 years ago. You may not know, but we dealt with it. She comes in and she's all, I've been driving this car from Oceanside to Escondido where I work. I live in Oceanside, and it's been vibrating terribly. And I'm going to tell you something. There was two cord separations, pieces of rubber missing on the rear tires. And I'm all, how long has it been doing that? Like 4 months. And I was like, oh, well, you're just waiting to die. I mean, you keep driving like that. That's not very smart.
See, I guess that would come in with safety and driving experience.
It does. It does. She didn't. She wasn't a, you know, so I'm like, you need tires. Put tires on a car. Next day, she like called back. She's like, oh, my God, this car drives like brand new.
But I have a new car.
How many things do you think are loose or worn now for 4 months of driving down the freeway with a whole? She's like, at anything over 50, I couldn't do. So she's like driving 50 mile an hour on the 78 freeway.
Flying off her tires.
Well, there was cords separating inside the tires. So, but I mean, they can be dangerous. You can blow out a tire, and then obviously we end up like people that we saw on the freeway this morning on his roof on the 15. So we don't want things like that happening. That and obviously somebody can get hurt or even killed. And so tires are very important. And one of the big things that I talk about with tires also, these days with the lower profile tires, the only way to really put a good eye on a tire is to have a vehicle up in the air, because you can't see the inside edges of these tires a lot of times unless you really get on the ground. But if you get the vehicle up in the air, take a look at it. We often see tires that cords are sticking out of, the steel cords on the inside, because they're wearing improperly. The alignment's off. But on the outside, everybody's looking at the tires going, oh, it looks good. They look good.
Well, especially with new cars, because a lot of the new cars, the tires are up underneath the fender wells.
Correct.
Because they put the cars lower to the ground for better gas mileage, obviously, so you don't have wind drag.
Better performance.
And you don't see the tires like you used to see them on a lot of cars.
Correct. And they're lower profile. So tucked up under there, and they're wider, so it's harder to see the inside edge of them. It's just harder to get a good assessment of the tire unless you get the vehicle up in the air, plain and simple. So we see a lot of tire issues. People are like, wow, I didn't even know. And just because the inside cords show and the tire's worn out on the inside, that you won't necessarily get a vibration with that always. You may not even know until you blow out a tire. So it's good to have your tires assessed regularly, something that we do every time we do an oil service with our AAA 40-point inspection that Peter was talking about last that he had done on his vehicle, that we do for all folks when we service a vehicle, as far as oil service, et cetera, on a regular basis. And it's always available with any service or repair for client to ask for, hey, can you do a 40-point AAA inspection that is no charge? And we do them, take a look. We look at the tires, brakes, belts, hoses, all those kind of things. So it's a nice little 40-point inspection safety-wise just to make sure that your vehicle's in good order, all the way down to checking brake lights and tail lights, et cetera. But with tires, it's hard to determine if you have something going on. So even the most sophisticated braking systems won't work if the tires aren't gripping the road, which is true. And we talk about a lot, maintaining your tires and replacing them when necessary is vital to safety. One of the really big things that goes with tires, and that there's so many issues that can happen with a tire. And some of it's alignment related, Some of it sometimes is related directly to
road conditions,
conditions causing failure. Exactly. But the main thing with tires is that you want to keep a good eye on them, keep them rotated, keep them. The other thing that I see with tires is if I drive, when I'm driving on the freeway, I look at cars and I often see, oh, there's one tire low on that car, tire low. Running a tire low destroys a tire low on air. What happens is the sidewalls inside start to come apart. And when you dismount that tire, you will actually find a pile of rubber inside the tire if it's been run low on air enough. So it starts to come apart. Once you find that inside the tire, the tire is no good anymore. It cannot be repaired. It needs to be replaced. It's headed towards failure. A lot of people don't think about tires just because as long as there's no vibration, they're good with it. Tires are boring to the average car owner, and as a result, there are far too many of us out there don't know how to determine whether they need a new set of tires or not. And you were talking about, Kevin, 430 seconds. You know, some people say 230 seconds. We recommend to replace tires about start at 430 seconds.
Yeah, because the lower it gets, the faster it wears anyway.
It does. And also, there's so tires do several things, though. You talk about weather conditions in the rain. Good tires push water away so the tire stays on the concrete on the ground.
Well, that's considered traction.
Traction, correct. So
mud, dirt, gravel,
anything.
Rain.
Pushes anything out of the way. If you have a bald tire, it just rides on top of the water when it's raining or anything like that is what happens. And so when you apply the brakes, you get longer stopping distance, more problems, sliding, skidding, even with the anti-lock systems.
Performance,
on the vehicle.
Braking, and cornering.
Correct. Exactly. So with good tires that's pushing water out of the way, you'll have a shorter stopping distance. You'll have better control of the vehicle. And so good tires are definitely a safety item without question when you're dealing with a vehicle. All right. Let's grab Frank real quick in Chula Vista. You there, Frank?
Yeah, I sure am. This is quick. I didn't expect that quick.
No problem.
Good morning,
well, fellas. I wanted to grab you before the bottom of the hour break. That way you're not sitting on hold for a while. What's going on?
All righty. Well, let me give you my question here. I'm getting ready to go to about 19 states on a little trip around the United States this fall.
Awesome.
And I've got a truck. It's a 250 diesel Dodge. It calls for the 245 7R16. And the fellow that I bought it from, he's got the two sizes up from there.
Okay.
And it's got fairly decent tread left on it, but the tires are about 5, going on 6 years old.
Mm-hmm. It's
from
time.
The manufactured date.
Correct.
And the thing I was worried about is I have a slide-in camper that I'm going to put on it, and we're going to be carrying that all the way around.
Okay.
Now, the other truck that I had that I used the camper on, I just put the regular 245s on. Well, do you recommend that I put the 245s if I go new? Or should I go the two? Go ahead.
What's he got on it? Two 265s?
No, it's the next one up.
Oh, okay. He's probably got two. I would go with what came on the truck, to be honest with you.
The manufacturer sets it up for that, for better turning, better.
Yeah, you know
some
what?
Some people put a little wider tires on it, and then they go a little taller, but it does affect performance.
It can. And the other thing is, you know, you're loading this truck. So, and I would go with a good load range tire for that, for what you're doing for sure. So you're going to want to make sure, and I know you won't get these, but sometimes we see trucks and SUVs with P-rated tires on them, and it depends on the vehicle, but you want a truck rated tire for that if you're doing a sliding camper and all that. So, and I would go back to the original factory size for sure.
Yeah, because the real truck tire will come with more cords in the sidewalls and stuff.
It's stronger. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all E rated.
All the ones you're looking at.
That's
correct.
What I use.
Yeah, correct.
And I had been putting Michelins on my other one, and these are Firestones that are on there now.
Yeah. Michelin's a great tire. It really is. The other great tires that I use, we use a lot of, are the Hankooks, believe it or not. Amazing,
oh, yeah?
Amazing tire. And they get great mileage out of them. And I use them on almost everything that we have, from our company trucks to our company little Kias, that the shuttle. They're just a great tire. I love Hankooks. So, the Michelins are good tires too, for sure. Either way.
Yeah, I was. I did the little penny test, you know, and it's definitely buried Lincoln's head in there. So I thought, well, hell, I got good tread. But then I crawled inside, got underneath it, found out how old the tires are, and it kind of scared me, you know. And I go, you know, I'm going to be putting a lot of miles. You know,
correct. Old tires will start to separate the cords.
Yeah, and yeah, you can have a tire failure, especially with age. I'd strongly recommend to replace those before doing a trip like that for sure.
Okay. And what, the name of that was, again, was Hankook?
Oh, Hankooks are good tires. Yes, sir. Yeah, no question about it.
And who cares? Who carries those?
Everybody from does. Us to a Discount Tire, etc. Okay.
Yeah, I used to get stuff at the Costco there.
Gotcha.
But
Costco might even have them.
I doubt it. That's a whole nother story when we start talking about their tires. Frank, we're gonna have to go take our bottom of the hour break. If you have any other questions, hit me up with an email for sure at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. All right, folks, we appreciate you joining in to Auto Talk Radio this morning. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back after these messages. All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, and my brother Kevin is joining me today here for Auto Talk Radio. He's worked with me at the West Automotive Group since the
beginning of Ice Age.
What? Ice Age was not in 1993. I'm going to be totally honest with you, straight up. But, you know, okay. Kevin's Ice Age was apparently in 1993. Anyway, since August of 1993, when we started down on 9th Avenue, and then later on, 4 years later, moved from that location to where we are now in Escondido at 2200 Auto Parkway. And then, of course, open the other three locations as time has passed. So anyway, do want to remind you, the show is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. You cannot get a higher quality automotive related or other related battery for sure. We do not stock nor sell anything else at any of our four locations at the West Automotive Group. Why? Because Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. No question at all. If you need an automotive-related battery, jump on our website, westautomotivegroup.com, and make an appointment to get your vehicle in and get a battery replaced. If you need a battery for any other need, you can check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Great stuff, without question. All right, so apparently we're having a family reunion here. My dad's on line one. What's up, Pop?
Good morning, boys. It's good to hear two of my sons on the air together.
Awesome. What are you doing?
I have to say, your history is correct. Also, that was August of 93, I was fortunate enough to be with you boys the morning you opened your doors.
That's right. You'd retired and came out and were hanging out, weren't you?
I was hanging out.
Yeah.
I was the gopher.
You were the gopher. That's it. That was, as Kevin said, a long time ago. Back in the day.
That was back in the day.
Back in the day. Back in the day.
I wish I was there with you boys this morning, but I just had to call and say how great it is to hear you both on the radio together. And is it Kevin thing going to be a regular here on Saturday morning? It's going to be a little tough rolling him out of bed every Saturday morning.
It's not going to be if he keeps talking over me.
I got to get some time of talking in, right?
Remember, I have the key card. Anyway, yeah. Well, you know what? He'd probably come down and join me for sure.
My kids are getting older. I don't have to be up for baseball games in old time anymore.
Yeah, that's what happens. Your kids grow up. You have more spare time.
Well, we look forward to it. And you guys have a wonderful day. I love both of you, and good luck to you both.
All right, Pop. Have a great day. Love you, too.
Love you, too.
And enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the 4th of July. I'm sure I'll talk to you before then.
And though. Go check your tires. Well,
go check your tires, Kevin said.
I'm going to be in New Jersey. Well, and, by the way, thank you for recommending Hankook tires to me. I really love those tires.
See, I tell everybody, man, those are awesome tires. Yeah, you have them on your truck, don't you?
I do, and I've got the raised white letters, and I'm advertising.
There you go.
Right.
There you go. All right, Pop. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Love you.
Okay, guys. Love you. Bye.
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 All right, so there he is. We had a family reunion on the radio now.
Right.
So, anyway, hey, folks, we appreciate you joining us. You can give us a call here, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about without question. But we are talking about tires. So determine if it's time for replacement. How do you determine whether you even need new tires? Well, one example is the gentleman that we were just speaking to that said, hey, the tires were like 6 years old. You're getting up that age in tires, especially with something that he's getting ready to do, take a long trip across the country. You don't want to be in the middle of New Mexico where nobody's around and you blow out a tire and you're kind of stuck there. Or two, Dan had this issue once. If you guys remember a story Dan told, Dan has same thing, a big F-350 that he puts a camper on. And Dan looked at his tires, was going on a big trip and thought, well, I have brand new tires there on the rack that I bought for this truck. But you know what? This will make it one more trip. Dan blew two tires out while he was on the trip and he had to end up getting tires elsewhere. And you know what? That just messes up your trip. Not to mention it can be a safety issue too, like said.
Yeah, so, especially if you're traveling later in the night, because sometimes it's easier to travel at that time. There's less traffic on the road. If you blow a tire in the middle of the night, it's hard to get.
Well, not only that, but then you're alongside the road and that becomes an even bigger safety issue. Somebody could hit you, etc. So we don't want that. So you know what? When the tires get up in age, it is time to replace them. Even if the tread, so if a car sets that, so Tread is important, yes. 430 seconds to recommend. But a tire gets weather checked because it's set on a car and it's got a lot of sun on it and the sidewalls start cracking and coming apart, safety issue. A tire gets over age, safety issue. They need to be replaced. So that's definitely important. Let's grab Anthony real quick in La Mesa.
Good morning. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
What's going on?
I got a question.
All right, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I got a question on tire pressure. I got a Econoline E150.
Okay.
And the recommended tire pressure on that is like 80 in the rear and somewhere around 55, I think, in the front. And I don't usually carry any load in the truck. It's usually empty. And it seems rather high. I don't want to get any kind of center tread wear or anything like that. What do you guys think?
Well, normally on a van, they always expect you to put something in the back. That's why the manufacturer puts the pressure higher like that.
Correct. So what is the manufacturer's recommended pressure on that again one more time?
It's like 80 in the rear. Yeah, okay. That's typical for a van.
Correct. So, and I take it that you don't drive it loaded, right?
No. I use it for camping, so I load it up occasionally, but usually that thing is empty in the rear.
Yeah, and it'll ride really stiff like that. So, yeah, usually what I do is recommend drop tires down around 50 all the way around.
Okay.
If it's not loaded, and then it'll ride a lot nicer, and they'll wear nice, too. Yeah, if you run those 80 in the rear with no load, you're right. You'll wear out the center of the tire, no question about
it. Well, not only that, you might get some bounce out of it, too, because there's nothing in the van, actually.
Correct. It just don't ride well. So, yeah, around 50 is usually good, 50, 55, somewhere in there, without it loaded.
Okay. Well, then I'll bring them down some. Perfect.
There you go. Thanks for listening, Anthony. Have a safe, wonderful weekend and a great 4th of July.
All right. God bless you guys. Thank you for your service, and you guys do the same.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. God bless you. So, great. So, they usually recommend to replace tires 6 years after the manufacturer date. That's what they recommend. 10 years, I would never run a tire over 10 years. I usually say 8 myself, but they do.
I was going to say 7/8 probably the tops you want to go.
Yeah, you do. If you're keeping a really great eye on them and making sure that nothing's wrong with them. So, but 6 years is when they say after the manufacture date, it's 6 years. It's time to replace the tires, even if they're not worn out. It's rubber. It starts to fail. It dry rots, etc. So that's the time frame there for sure. All right, let's take our last break here real quick. You can give us a call at 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. We're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Ed, hang on. We'll be right back with you. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
AM 760 KFMB.
I'm so grateful for West Automotive Group. They've been longtime supporters of KFMB and therefore, of all of us. And you've heard the owner, Brian Bowersock. He's the host of Auto Talk Radio Saturday mornings on KFMB and also the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. West Automotive Group, an amazing family-owned business, and now they are San Diego's largest independent automotive and transmission service and repair facility. And they know your time's valuable, so they make it easy for you. You get a free shuttle ride to and from work or to home or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. Take advantage of their no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of their four convenient locations, Escondido, El Cajon, Curti Mesa, and now Miramar UTC. West Automotive Group, where they never put money ahead of people. So for your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. And they'll service and repair your vehicle to the manufacturer specifications, and they back the repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. These are my guys, westautomotivegroup.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Paid after endorsement.
Individual rates and savings may vary. Is your small business overpaying for workers' compensation insurance? At Pi Insurance, we worry that you may be. Our data suggests that small businesses are overpaying by as much as 30% to cover their employees. And the smaller your business, the more likely it is that you're paying too much. Here at Pi, we wanted to do things differently, and we built Pi Insurance from scratch for small business owners. So instead of the typical process that requires paper applications, phone calls, and waiting, Pi Insurance offers small business owners a better way, with lower rates and simple online shopping. Now you can get a workers' comp quote customized for your company in as little as 2 minutes, right from your computer or smartphone. We're here to make getting insurance easy, as easy as pie. You're going to love this new way of getting workers' comp insurance for your small business. Visit us today for your quote and start saving at pieinsurance.com. That's pieinsurance.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
AM 760 KFMB.
All right, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, in the house with me and my co-host for today, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. Yes, thanks for joining me today.
I'm like the co-pilot today.
You are. Just don't push no buttons. That's all we're asking.
I like to push buttons.
I know. Don't. Stop. Anyway, Justin, don't let him in there with you, man. He'll be like pushing all the buttons. We'll be off the air in a second. So we don't want that. All right, let's grab Ed real quick and Mirror Mesa. Ed had a tire question. What you got going on, Ed?
Well, Ed, anyway, this car's got 40,300 miles on it.
Okay.
It's 35 years old.
Woo!
It hasn't been out overnight more than 10 times, I know. Anyway, I understand, you just answered one of the questions, because the discount tire place, I didn't realize that the date was on, and that the two of the tires in back were 7 years old.
Yeah.
They were made in 1912 or 2012.
2012. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, what was the tire brand that you were talking about?
Oh, Hankook. Yeah. I just like the tires. They're a little harder formula. They wear longer. We get good traction out of good wear. Yeah.
What tire would you recommend for this car that's getting driven less than 1,000 a year?
Those Hankooks are great tires. Great tires. You're not going to wear out tires anyway. You're going time-wise. So, and if you keep that car garaged, you could probably get more like 8 years out of a tires without a problem. So, my suggestion would be though to go with a tire like that Hankook. Number one, they're priced really, they're middle of the road price. They're good, but they last a long time and are good quality tire. That's what I like about them. So, you know, I don't understand.
How do you spell that?
Hankook. Hankook.
Oh, Hankook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, like I say, this car is, 35 years old, got less than 41,000 on it.
Gotcha.
You don't want to go to too cheap of a tire, neither.
No. So that's a good quality tire, but you also don't. I mean, the Michelins in some of these tires are quite expensive, you know, and you're not putting a ton of miles on that car, so that's why I think the Hankooks would be a great tire for you.
Okay, good enough. And Discount Tire has it?
Oh yes, they carry them. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Anyway, thanks. Thanks a lot.
No problem, Ed. Thanks for calling in and have yourself.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Sure.
Do you guys check brakes?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Without question. Yeah. So you're in Mira Mesa. You're closest to our Miramar store. You can just call in and ask if you can get the 40-point AAA inspection. They'll check the brakes and all the belts and hose. They'll do a full inspection for you.
Oh, the Miramar store, huh?
Yep, that's closest to you in Mira Mesa. Yeah, it's 5726 Miramar Road, right there at Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall.
5726.
Yep, you got it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ed. Have a safe weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
So, great question there for without question. For a couple things on tires I want to make sure I cover here, but so that we don't. Number one, you never replace just one tire unless you have brand new tires and like you have something that
like
puts
road,
a whole road hazard issue. Okay. Then they're real close. Fine. Normally you replace tires in pairs at least. So at least two, same axle. Number two, you always put the best tires in the rear of the car. It helps track the car if you have to swerve, safety issues, etc. Number three, no matter what, even if the tire's just flat, worn out, flat and all that, it's always good to get an alignment at least once a year. It helps extend the life of the tires. Make sure that there's no components wearing that are going to wear and shorten tire life, and you get as much as you can out of your tires. Always a really great thing. If you have an all-wheel drive car, all-wheel drive all the time,
they all need to be
replace
the same.
Replace all four. They got to be the same circumference.
Or you will get problems with the transfer case.
Drivability issues. We get chatters, all that. People come in. We're like, oh, your tires. And they've been multiple places, and nobody can diagnose it for them. And we find out. We start measuring tire size. We're like, well, you have different circumference tires on this car, and it's all-wheel drive. It upsets the car.
That's the thing with two cheap of tires, too. They may not all be the same
exact. Yeah, that, too. And we're getting traction control issues through that stuff, too. All right, let's grab Paul real quick in Oceanside. I don't want to let him go before we get out of here. Well, good morning, Paul. What's happening?
Good morning. I went in to test drive a new Toyota RAV4 because I'm so happy with the V6 model that I have. And but it had absolutely no power. Is there a way to get more horsepower out of that four-cylinder without negating the factory warranty?
Good question. I don't know if TRD makes a turbo or a supercharger for that RAV4. If they do, that'd be the only way.
Yeah,
which
because
is,
they have to be CARB approved for anything,
well,
especially on a new car like that.
And if you're going to do that, you'd want Toyota race development. You'd want one of the Toyota factory stuff to put on there. That's the only way that your warranty would stay intact doing something like that. The answer to that is I don't know. I'd have to check to see because on that vehicle. But yeah, if there's a supercharger or a turbocharger made by Toyota Race Development, then yes, you could have it put on the vehicle. And I got to be honest with you, if that's available, then you could get more horsepower out of it. But I would almost bet to say it's probably not available. They probably haven't developed it for that vehicle.
Okay.
So well, unfortunately.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Hey, thanks for being a listener, Paul. Be safe out there. Enjoy the weekend.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So great question. But yeah, under warranty, it's very important that the stuff is
Yeah, because they will OEM. Void your warranty if you start aftermarket parts. And
they do quickly, yes. They blame everything on that aftermarket part.
I guess you could run a good gas in it, and that would help a little bit on performance.
You're not going to get the performance out of that four-cylinder V6. You know that.
I was just saying for anything for keep it under warranty, this, and this.
Yeah. Hey, one of the recommendations on here, too, before we most people can name two or three tire brands from advertisements and marketing campaigns. The big brands typically produce quality tires. They do. Like Michelin's are expensive. I have Michelin's on one of the cars that I have because that's that tire size. Michelin is the specific person that makes those. But there are many lesser known brands such as Hankook that are just as good quality. We advise people on tires all the time at the West Automotive Group, and they can do the same for you at our counterpart there that deals with tires. But just make sure you check it out and stuff. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, we appreciate you joining us this Saturday. Like I said, have a safe 4th of July coming up this week. We will be back next Saturday. Make sure you keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until then, no drinking and driving, no texting, no using your cell phone while on the road. Be safe. Enjoy the family and friends coming up this week. And make sure you make it back to listen to Auto Talk next week.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Up next is Smart Investing Show. Stay tuned. Brent and Chase, I see them out there in the hall. They're getting all ready to come in here and give you guys great information on investing. You should listen to these guys. They're awesome. So stay tuned for the Smart Investing Show. Folks, this has been Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. Till next week.
Bye.
West Automotive Group. Whether your personal vehicle or a fleet of vehicles needs service or repair, go to West Automotive Group. Brian Bowersock, he is San Diego's car guy, right? He's the host of Auto Talk Radio on Saturday mornings at KFMB, which is the only radio show that I've ever called into. And also, he's the auto man on the CW San Diego, and his customers have been receiving top-of-the-line maintenance and repairs since 1992. They make it all easy for you. Right, free shuttle service to and from work or your house, low-cost rental vehicle if you need that, while their professional ASE-certified technicians provide you with the ultimate automotive experience. Take advantage of their no-charge AAA 40-point vehicle inspection with any service or repair at one of their four convenient locations, Escondido, El Cajon, Kearny Mesa, now Miramar, UTC. West Automotive
Group.
What's
next? All you need to know. AM 760.